USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Made in America is not obsolete. That according to President Donald Trump, who displayed products made in every state to prove it. The president has long said goods grown and manufactured outside the U.S. are harmful to the country's economic development.
That's obsolete, they would say. I said, it's obsolete to make things as obsolete. I guess they were wrong, right? We're adding a lot more.
President Trump says goods grown and manufactured outside the U.S. are harmful to the country's economic development. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is defending President Trump's late-night all-caps tweet against Iran, in which she threatened Iran. The tweet came after Iran's president warned that a war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Speaking to reporters at an early morning gaggle,
the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America. If anybody is inciting anything, look no further than to Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump is looking at removing security clearances from a number of former intelligence chiefs, including former CIA Director John Brennan. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders accusing the officials of having politicized their public service and their security clearances.
He's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe.
Brennan recently called Trump's press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin as nothing short of treasonous. The number two Republican, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, said Monday that he can understand Trump's aggravation, but says abuse of their security clearance is a very serious allegation. After calling it one of the worst weeks in American foreign policy history, Senator Chuck Schumer practically called his Republican colleagues cowards. He said at the very least the Republicans should insist on sanctions and demand a meeting with national security advisors. But
the Senate has remained virtually silent on the matter because Republicans appear unwilling, maybe afraid, to confront the president, even though they know what he did was so wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Kent Mayor Dana Ralph says she intends to see to it that the suspects who were being pursued by police when Officer Diego Moreno was struck by a patrol car receive the justice that they deserve. Moreno was putting down spike sticks to stop the vehicle when he was struck by another officer's vehicle. Mayor Ralph says those being pursued are responsible.
As the mayor, the buck stops with me. There is no place in Kent for crime or violence against any of our residents or our police officers. I will do everything in my power to ensure the individuals responsible for this are prosecuted to the fullest extent. That's my promise to you.
Three teens are now under arrest in connection with that shooting that led to the police chase, ending in the death of Officer Moreno. As Catherine Mead was driving through the Danforth section of Toronto Sunday night, she found herself and her partner right in the path of the gunman that took the lives of two people and left more than a dozen injured. Mead told station CP24 she was just trying to get out of the crosshairs and get to safety.
By the flash of the gun, I said to my partner, I just said, duck. I grabbed her, and then I scooched and drove out of there. And I did not know. We didn't know, because I guess as I was driving, I would have been passing people on the sidewalk. I was just focused on the road, on getting out.
The two people killed were ages 10 and 18. 13 others were injured. The gunman is identified as Fasiel Hussein. Police are looking at every possible motive, including terrorism. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.